Blog Talk Radio.
Kent Hopper, and you know, yes, the man trolled us. It wasn't what we were expecting. We were expecting to come on and give a godly sermon, which he did not. He gave a sermon that was full of nastiness and vulgarity. You know, and we feel sorry that he felt the need to do this. Not for you that have to listen to it, but for him who felt that he had to do it. Now, we also know that he was encouraged by another troll, a person so ashamed of his hillbilly upbringing that he doesn't even admit to being his own race. But we're not even going to go into that. All I'm going to say is these are two grown men. Grown. And they act this way. No need. They're acting like children. So tonight, I'd like everybody out there, the people who emailed me, the people who are listening to the show, I want you to pray for these two. Because these two people need it. Pray for them. May they see the light. And may they know what they're doing wrong. Now, and on another subject, since I had an agreement with Ken that once his so-called God-fearing callers went nasty on us, we'd stop accepting phone calls. So as of Tuesday night, no more phone calls. We will be having the altar call. We hope you find the Lord, but please don't call in because your call will go unanswered. Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's go with the praise and worship part of the service.
Thank you. planning on you about what I said, 'cause I cannot do it on my own. You're what I need, and it needs to be right by your side, 'cause cannot hide, Lord, I know that I need you. Na 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 na. My bride, my bride.
Forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian and Messianic life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs to fashion us into his likeness that we might model the love that we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we are undeserving. May you be filled with courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace, and may God's love shine through you as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 through 27 offers a revelation on an important and often unknown spiritual principle. Scripture says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. So when we allow anger to fester within us for days, weeks, months, and sometimes years, we allow the enemy to gain a foothold in our lives that robs us of the abundant life provided in Christ. In Ephesians, Paul is clear that anger is not a sin. It's when we allow anger to remain instead of choosing grace and forgiveness that we break God's command. You see, when people wrong us, the natural response is to be angry, and that's all right. Jesus himself was often angry. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 tells us, and Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. Jesus was constantly angry with those who claimed to know God and took advantage of others. Nothing made him more angry than pharisaical people. But Jesus, who also modeled forgiveness of the highest form, rather than being filled with anger and allowing it to fester inside of him, he offered his life out of his love for the prayer for people who shouted, crucify him and free Barabbas. The truth is that our anger is often a symptom of our brokenness rather than the result of wrongs of others. Often anger is rooted in our own insecurity. insecurities and pride rather than righteous anger for justice. It is for this reason the Bible tells us repeatedly to slow to anger. In James chapter 1:19-20 says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11 says, "Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is glory to overlook an offense." And in Proverbs 29:11 says, "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back." The Lord desires us to make his people filled with his grace and compassion over our own anger and prideful sense of justice. God, who was deserving of everything, gave it all to show his grace. Jesus is the rightful King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But rather than claiming what was rightfully his own, he humbled himself before a Roman prefect and a rebellious people and gave up his own life. And now he asks you to do the same. Jesus is asking you to lay down your rights and pride to pursue a higher calling of unconditional love. He's asking you to show grace where none is deserved. He's asking you to offer mercy where there should be rightfully be none. And he's asking you to forgive others so that heaven might come to earth through your actions. Commit a lifestyle of continual forgiveness today and allow God to work through you to bring salvation and restore a relationship to a world in desperate need of a Savior. So, meditate on God's command to live a lifestyle of continual forgiveness. Allow his word to fill you with the desire to be slow to anger and quick to forgive and offer grace. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26-27, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil." Proverbs 16:32, "Whoever is slow of anger is better than mighty, and he rules a spirit than he takes a city." Ephesians 4:32, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God Christ forgave you." So secondly, who do you need to offer forgiveness to today? What anger have allowed to fester in your heart? Thirdly, forgive the person or those people in your heart right now. Offer grace to them in your heart that you might receive healing in the place of bitterness. Mark chapter 11, verse 25, "And whoever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23 says, When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him whom judges justify." Okay? May we become like Jesus and offer grace and forgiveness to others who are undeserving. May we be reflections of his love by being slow to anger and quick to offer mercy. May his light shine through us today into a world wrought with darkness and pain. I highly suggest that you read Ephesians chapter 4 to bring this devotional more into life. So now, let's get to the most important question of the day. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. Because you will get a chance to in just a few moments. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are, not knowing which way is up or down, your days are confused, you may be lost but needing to be found, maybe you suffer from depression or some type of anxiety, or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, or overeating? See, the Lord can take that away, but guess what, folks? In order for him to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So I'm asking you, will you accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight to be your personal Lord and Savior? If so, please say this simple little prayer after me. "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I'm going to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins at Calvary and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he keep you highly favored. Okay. Well, I'm going to play a song that's fitting, okay, for an altar call. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fight for your soul.
long you have to come and give us a Bible reading, okay? And I hope he reads it with passion. Here we go.
I'll read it with something. Your little chat room's popping and stuff tonight. Got people begging to come online, begging to come on air. I don't know about all that. It's kind of scary. They want to come on air, but then you let them on and they talk bad. I don't get it, Lord. Teach me about trolls, Jesus. Teach me about trolls. Grumbling on the road trip, Numbers 11. Now, you know, I'm here tonight just to share the Bible with you, the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. So it's completely written. I'm sorry sometimes you all find it a little boring, as you've told me in your emails. But, like I said, the way it was written, the way it's shared. Here we go. Now, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, for the Lord heard it, and its anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some in the outskirts of the camp. Then the people cried out to Moses, and when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched. So he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord had burned among them. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. And now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." Now, the manna was like coriander seed, and its color like the color of bedlam. The people went about and gathered it, ground it on millstones or beat it on the mortar, cooked it in pans and made cakes of it. And its taste was like the taste of pastry prepared with oil. And when the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on it. Then Jesus heard the people weeping throughout their families, everyone at the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was greatly aroused. Moses also was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you afflicted your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight, that you have laid the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a guardian carries a nursing child,' to the land which you swore to their fathers? Where am I to get meat to give all these people? For they weep all over me, saying, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I am not able to bear all these people alone, because the burden is too heavy for me. If you treat me like this, please kill me here. And now if I ever found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness." So the Lord said to Moses, "Gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tabernacle of meeting, that they may stand there with you. Then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take the spirit that is upon you, and I will put the same upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it upon yourself alone. Then you shall say to the people, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat. For you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, "Who will give us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall eat not one day, not 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but for a whole month, until it comes out of your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you, because you have despised the Lord who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, "Why did we ever come up out of Egypt?" And Moses said, "The people whom I am are among 600,000 men on foot. Yet you have said, 'I will give them meat that they may eat for a whole month.' Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to provide enough? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to provide enough?" And the Lord said to Moses, "Has the Lord's arm been shortened? Now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not." Now a wind went out from the Lord, and it brought quail from the sea and left them fluttering near the camp, about a day's journey on this side and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp and about 2 cubits above the surface of the ground. And the people stayed up all day, all night, and all the next day and gathered the quail. He who had gathered least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. But while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a great heavy plague. So he called the name of that place Kibroth Hatavah, because they buried the people who had yielded to craving. From Kibroth Hatavah, the people moved to Hazeroth and camped at Hazeroth. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting." So the three came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward. Then he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream, not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. And when the cloud departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous, as white as snow. Then Aaron turned toward Miriam, and there she was, a leper. So Aaron said to Moses, "Oh, my Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, in which we have done foolishly, in which we have sinned. Please do not let her be as one dead, whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of the mother's womb." So Moses cried to the Lord, saying, "Please heal her, O God, I pray." Then the Lord said to Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, would she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and afterwards she may be received again." So Miriam was shut out of the camp for 7 days, and the people did not journey until Miriam was brought in again. Amen. The lessons you learn when you don't listen to the Lord.
Amen.
So I'm going to go to Psalms 28, 6 through 8, leave you with a little word of worship. "Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed." So, guys, like I said, thank you for letting me into your world again this evening. I share the word the way it was meant to be shared, the way it was written, not by God's hand, but by the hand of man. Always remember that. We're going to leave you with Proverbs 10:22. "The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." Amen. Well, guys, I'm going to turn you back over to Ken, and I think I'm going to head back to the chat room because I was having lots of fun in there. It's always a pleasure being with you. I'll be here tomorrow night, same godly time, same godly channel.
Amen. All right. You read that with such passion. Really, you did.
I have to agree with you.
Yes. That was a blessing there. All righty. Let's play some more music for a little bit, and then I'm going to give the prophetic message of the day. Okay, here we go.
Softly turning round. Not in favor. How you doing, my brother?
I'm the same way here. Bless and highly
favored.
Amen.
Amen.
So, tonight we had a Bible reading on Numbers chapter 11.
Amen.
I'm about to give the prophetic message of the day, okay? So sit back and listen as I give the prophetic word. Then this goes out to all those out there that need it, and you know who you are. The Father says today, I know the way that you take. Though you may feel lost, you are not lost, for I am on the inside of you directing every step. The heat of the situation will not destroy you. You are not being destroyed. You are being refined. In the midst of the pressure, I'm working not to harm you, but to teach the enemy a lesson, not to put his hand on your life. He will see by the end of the matter that his lies and his assault have only served to set you up for promotion and increase. You're coming out of this without even a smell of smoke on your garments. Let your mouth pray, for I am listening. The natural mind wants to ask the question, God, where are you? I'm here and I'm listening. My ear is open to your cry. I'm not ignoring you. It is difficult for the natural mind to recognize my voice when the enemy is pressing down on your life so intensely. Go deeper. Listen not with the ear of natural perception, but with the hearing of your human spirit. That is where I live and where I'm enthroned. You will hear my voice saying, this is the way, walk you in it. That will be the shortest distance between where you are now and where the exit is from the challenge you are facing. In the midst of the difficulty, take time to self-examination. Be willing to identify uncomfortable and unhelpful attitudes and habits that only engender more misery. Bring them to me and leave them as sin forgiven and transgressions repented of. This is a good thing, and out of all the challenges of the current situation, my blessing will be made manifest. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So anyway, like I said, you know who you are that needed this word. I hope it's a blessing with you. So, Pastor Wonder, what's been going on with you?
Just serving God. Word just want to give him thanks and praise that knowing God is faithful and just God. Then he has the call for all, but some won't take the call. He's waiting on you to take the call on things in life. Not you, Pastor. He's been dealing with me with, he know the call on each person in life. He's heavy on the highways and byways, the hospital, the ambulance, the doctor's office, at the store. He just been had me going out and to encourage, just keeping God super encouraged, doing what he called me to do. It's all about the kingdom business, you know, making sure his sheep understand. Just like what you just talked about, God knows the plan and purpose for each and every one's life. And he just then had me just like a rubber band, okay? But it's a good thing. All the prayers have been answered, you know, on healing, deliverance, and, you know, God has been doing miracles. That's all I can say.
Amen.
Supernatural.
Amen. That's a blessing there. That's a blessing.
Yes, and I apologize for not making it, you know, when God send you forth, when his sheep, you know, have to put things down and have to keep going. And, you know, it's I miss you all. But praise God, I can be on, come on tomorrow night with you and Sunday. And I'm going to try, okay, because I got to go to graduation. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the world today. But, you know, I don't think I want to say that to you about.
Well, amen. God bless you, dear sister. Okay?
God bless you, sir.
Okay, and we're getting ready to close out here.
Amen. Okay. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, would you like to give us a closing prayer?
Why, sure.
All righty.
As we part ways tonight, may all of you be blessed. Tomorrow, may you carry the Lord with you and bathe in his light. May you find peace and happiness in everything you do tomorrow. And that's about it. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow night. Same godly time, same godly channel. I'll be here with you to share the word as it was written. And with Pastor Ken, I guess.
Yes, I'll be here. I'll be here for sure. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
I guess I'm going to close this out with a song, okay? Here we go. Chat room. Give a shout out to Mad Mark. Okay, Mr. Sparkles. Okay, I even give a shout out to DC2. Okay, Johnny Longfeather. Okay,
they weren't in the chat room.
No, but they were in. They were called in and listening.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, good for
that. Okay. And a shout out to all my listeners. Okay. May God bless you and may He keep you highly favored.
And thanks, guys, for all the emails, by the way.
Yes. Thanks
keep
for the
coming.
Emails. Keep them coming. All right. All right. Well, see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye, y'all.